Having good fun so far this morning on this Friday edition of the Big Sports Breakfast. Time to talk some rugby union with Matt Burke. G'day, Burkey.
Good morning, boys.
Thanks for your recommendations in Cape Town.
Oh, yeah, how'd you go?
What a joint.
How good is it?
Where'd you go?
Cape Town. Well, just down in that coastal area.
Camps Bay.
Yeah. If my geography is right, where the Atlantic meets the Pacific, is that right?
Yeah.
It's hot on one side and cold on the other, and there's this churn, and you got this great little pub there, and we used to sit there. No wonder we lost so many games in South Africa.
Touring. It's 11 degrees, the water temperature on one side, which never changes. Then over the other side, it's 17 degrees.
Yeah, exactly right.
It's quite remarkable, but no, can highly recommend a trip to South Africa, as long as you watch yourself pretty carefully there.
Yeah, that's
true. Hey, speculation now, Reece Robinson is leaving the Waratahs, heading over to Europe to play. A bit of a clean out there. You agree with that? I guess it depends on which players are cleaned out, huh?
It's interesting, Jimmy. My idea of the rugby league guys coming across is that, great, it's an opportunity for them for them to come and play. Mm. But let's try and get them in for the long haul, if that's the case. Try and hook them to make sure they can actually stay for a period of time. What I don't like seeing is using, I suppose, rugby union as a stepping stone, if that's the case, to try and either bump up contracts or just do a short-termer and flick off to somewhere else. He's been good, though. You know, Reece Robinson has been one of the better players, I think, for the Waratahs. He's got great speed. The difficulty these guys, when they come across the game, is understanding the smaller parts of the game.
Mm.
Run fast, catch, score a try, tackle. That's stock standard.
No problem.
But it's the understanding of when to go into ruck, when not to go into ruck, when to kick, when to hold onto the ball. And that's the apprenticeship they have to learn at the same time while they're playing, which is the hard part about it. But look, if he goes, I think he'll be happy to see the back of the Waratahs from this season, that's for sure.
Yeah,
and
that's
learn his trade overseas again.
Yeah, you know, Edo Nabuli, you think about that. Now, he's a wallaby.
I know. Right.
Surely your sport has other candidates apart from Edo Nabuli to actually be a wallaby.
Marika Corabetti.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Oh, no doubt. I couldn't agree with you more.
He went on tour last year. He played against the French Barbarians, so he's not a wallaby per se.
He hadn't played a Super Rugby game.
No, exactly right. And I wonder sometimes, you know, locking down these players, because it means he can't play for Fiji, you know, going forward.
Mm.
The difficulty of when you're selecting teams as well is that, you know, if you've got players who aren't doing the job, you've got to find someone who is.
Mm.
And at the moment, you know, with the record the Wallabies have had this year and previous years, they're trying to find some players. I mean, you've got great players in there and guys, but playing out of position, like Robbie Horn plays on the wing. He's a centre.
Mm.
And so it's well and good to put these guys in the team and they've got skills, but you can't beat out-and-out pace. I was just talking to Mossy before on the way out there. He was talking about the young Arsenal guy last night, young guy, 17 years old, just got speed.
Yeah.
And you can't beat speed. So it doesn't matter how big or strong you are. If you just got jet shoes, you've got to fill those spots. So you've got to get the right guys for the right positions as well.
Yeah, it is. The Waratahs have got they must be looking forward to the full-time whistle.
They're
taking on the Western Force.
Yeah.
No doubt want to be going out with a bang. They're $2 outsiders at tab.com.au, the Western Force, up against the Waratahs at $1.80. I mean, one will be looking forward to the end of the season, that being the Waratahs, and the Force probably still have, you know, there could be all that emotion about
exactly
this could
right.
be our final game, and we've still got a point to prove, and we still want to be in the comp.
Well, we still don't know. That's the thing. We just don't know about who is actually going to leave the comp. $1.80, $2, as you said, TK, I'm going for the Force, just purely on that fact that last home game, the supporters will come out literally in force, and they'll be chasing, they'll be chasing their boys to finish the season well. Last week they got over the Rebels. The Rebels have had a tough season. I think they're 1-14. I think they are, and Waratahs. And I know that they had that poor game last week, and they'll be wanting to rectify that. But words sometimes don't get you across the line. You can always say there's an attitude change and on the flight over to Perth and what have you, but I think the Force will get up in this one.
Individual playing for contracts too.
Exactly right.
Yeah, all that. I actually watched that match in transit, the Waratahs game against the Jaguars.
Yes.
Well, that's embarrassing, isn't it?
It's frustrating more than embarrassing, I think, though, TK. It's embarrassing because they've lost the games and they're only four wins this season.
The Jaguars.
They're the Argentinian team, though. That's the thing, you know. And if they want to turn up, they can play well. And we saw tries in the 4th minute, the 12th minute.
They've been terrible too. They got brought into the comp and they were supposed to be virtually the test team from Argentina. And they've been an absolute flop.
It's their ability to be consistent. You know, when you're playing, when you pull on the Argentinian jersey, yes, you front up and you smash it. But when you're playing for the Jaguares, it becomes a little bit in between.
But the worst thing about it was it was at home for the Waratahs.
Exactly,
you know,
right.
That's the worst thing.
And they were, I think we said last week, they were like $1.08 at a 4.20 or something, $4.90.
Yeah.
And I think in the end, I said to them, you know, watch out for these boys. They could be a threat. So if you jumped on board, get the ball to that guy, Izzy Folau, as much as possible. But they're just not being able to do that. And it's small things, small errors, like the dummy, pardon me, falling for the dummy from Dean Mum, you know, like just basic errors. And that's what they're missing out on at the moment. And I say it in Australian rugby at the moment, when our guys score a try, they have to work incredibly hard to score a try.
Yep.
Other teams are just falling over the line. And that's the frustrating part of it. You know, defence, another 40 points is scary.
Brumbies resting a heap of players. Yeah. So then again, we have to say, well, hang on, is the system working?
Yeah, they're on the guaranteed slot for a semi-final berth next weekend. And they've rested a couple of players. It's all well and good to be in the finals, but you want to be able to be winning in the finals as well. And they're going to have a tough road trip as well. They're going to be sort of, you know, cracking up the frequent flyer miles at the same
time.
South
Africa and New Zealand.
Correct.
They're $7 on the weekend up against the Chiefs, $1.10. But it's not, you check the lineup because there's plenty of big names missing from
the Brumbies. Absolutely. And there's also, I think, a couple of players missing from the Chiefs as well. So then at the same time, you'd back a Chiefs outfit, even with some guys to fill in against the Brumbies there. And look, I can see where Bernie Larkham is coming from there to make sure that his team is going to be at least somewhat well prepared for the travel to get over to the Republic. But I think the first week of Brumbies would just about see them out over there as well. It's interesting, though, because The finals week is not your stock standard 22-week competition, so to speak, the old days of 17 games. It's a cup final, as they call it over in the UK. So you just got to win a game. You win a game, you win a game, you win a game. You get some momentum on the way through there. And you can literally sneak your way through to a final and potentially get there. So if a bit of pressure or adversity sets in for the opposition, you may just sneak a win and sneak a win and find yourselves in the final. A tough proposition, but you know, the Brumbies, if they can get a bit of momentum, they may be able to do something. But I think it's going to be a long trip for them, though.
What about overall? If we look at the Super Rugby title overall, Crusaders $2.50, Lions $3.75, Hurricanes, Ben. I know you and producer Ben were out there talking through the Crusaders way unders.
He's got a bit of an alternate theory. I understand that. They have won some games that they should have lost this year. That first game against the Reds, Samu Karevi gave away a penalty. They kick a goal. They've snuck games in the very end there. But that's what good teams do. And, you know, Jimmy, you've been a part of those teams where you can get the win by just purely playing for 80 minutes and 81 minutes sometimes. Mm. And it sounds like you've snatched a win, but all of a sudden you've got that ability to keep that pressure on. I don't mind the Crusaders. If they win against the Hurricanes this weekend, they go 15-0 this season, which is just quite incredible.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Tough game, though, away. I think they will get it. I think they will get that win up. Remember, all the All Blacks are back from their Lions series, and it's going to be one hell of a game. It's going to be quick and fast. I think the Crusaders can get up away.
Beautiful. And then now we look forward to taking on after all this, we'll be taking on the All Blacks.
Correct. And which I think the loss, or should I say the draw last week, is just going to make them a little bit more angry, isn't it, when they come and play us. More for the fact that I'm going to smash you blokes even more so.
Yeah.
But, you know, from all we've heard from Czech is that they worked incredibly hard through that previous June series. They weren't at their peak performance. TK, you know, you're training a horse, getting ready for a race, and if you're smashing it, it's not going to run well. So hopefully their final is going to be for that first game to give them a shot at a three-test series.
The market if he's doing that? Can you just let us know?
I love the way you have a whole pre-season for Super Rugby. You play 10 rounds of Super Rugby. You go to Wallaby Camp and the coach goes, they're not fit.
Yeah, they're not fit.
I can't work that out.
Yeah, they don't have a pre-season.
The Wallabies don't have a pre-season. It's interesting, though. The Waratahs and the four other Australian teams will finish this weekend, 2 weeks off thereabouts before they have to go back into it. I think they should all go back to club footy. Go back to club footy and play games.
How good would that be?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How good would that be?
Yeah. What? When did that happen? 1974 or something?
Yeah.
That's right. You would have played a fair bit.
Oh, come on.
I played 60 games for Eastwood over my 10, 11 years.
How many tests?
And 81 test matches. I played 50 before I played Super Rugby, if that's the case. I played only a handful.
Yeah. So he never won a year.
He never went back and helped his club where his dad was the boss, is what he's saying.
Says a lot about him.
He discarded his roots.
It was one of the sponsors, exactly right. Get back here, son, and play.
Good on you, Berkey.
Thanks, boys.